cash fed cattle trade continued at steady money on Thursday. Cattle feeding returns look more promising for the next several months by one measure. Coming up on your Cattle Current Market Update with Wes Ishmael. Howdy to all, this is Wes Ishmael with your Cattle Current Market Update for Thursday night and Friday morning, the 24th of January. Negotiated cash fed cattle trade continued steady to firm Thursday, with live sales at $124 a hundredweight in Nebraska and at $125 in the Western Corn Belt. Dress sales were at $199 in Nebraska and at $198 to $199.50 in the Western Corn Belt. For the week, live sales in the Southern Plains also were steady at $124. Cattle futures weakened, though, closing down triple digits amid active trade. Pressure could have included the bounce higher in nearby corn futures, demand wonderments related to the global spread of coronavirus, as well as positioning ahead of the monthly cattle on feed report, which will be released Friday afternoon. However, definitive explanations were elusive. Live cattle futures closed an average of $1.88 lower. Feeder cattle futures closed an average of $2.40 lower, for an average decline of $3.47 during the last two sessions. Wholesale beef values were firm on choice and lower on select, with light to moderate demand and offerings, according to the Agricultural Marketing Service. Choice boxed beef cutout value was 36 cents higher Thursday afternoon at $215.32 a hundredweight. Select was 82 cents lower at $211.20. Corn futures closed 4 to 5 cents higher through the front three contracts and then mostly 1 to 2 cents higher. Soybean futures closed 3 to 4 cents lower in the front six contracts and then mostly a penny to 4 cents higher. Here's a sampling of price trends from the weekly Thursday auctions monitored by Cattle Current. Steers sold $1 to $4 higher at Ogallala Livestock Auction in Nebraska. The exception was $3 lower for steers weighing 700 pounds. Heifers sold steady to $5 lower, except for $6 higher at 550 pounds. There are 5,215 head on offer. At Mobridge Livestock Auction in South Dakota, steer calves weighing 500 to 550 sold steady to $3 higher, but mostly steady at 600 to 650 pounds and at 700 to 750 pounds. There are 4,184 head on offer. Steers weighing 500 to 650 sold steady to $5 higher at Napoleon Livestock Auction in North Dakota, where there are 3,424 head. Steers weighing 650 to 700 pounds sold $4 to $6 lower, $2 to $4 higher at 750 to 800 pounds, and then $4 to $5 lower at 850 to 900 pounds. Feeder heifers weighing 4.5 to 500 pounds sold $2 to $7 higher, up to $9 higher at 550 to 650 pounds, but $2 to $3 lower at 650 to 700 pounds. Feeder steers and heifers sold $2 to $4 lower at Woodward Livestock Auction in Oklahoma with 3,016 head on offer. Finally, steers weighing 850 to 1,000 pounds sold steady to a dollar higher at Farmers and Ranchers Livestock Commission in Salina, Kansas. Higher undertones were noted for steers weighing less than 850 pounds. Heifers weighing 750 to 950 sold $1 to $2 lower. There are 2,154 head on offer. Major U.S. financial indices closed narrowly mixed Thursday. Most of the unease seemed to continue to stem from the spread of novel coronavirus. However, the World Health Organization offered some optimism in a statement, saying that while members of its emergency committee considered the situation urgent, they didn't yet consider it what they term a public health emergency of international concern. The Dow Jones Industrial Average closed 26 points lower, the S&P 500 closed 3 points higher, and the NASDAQ was up 18 points. Heading into Friday's monthly cattle on feed report, analysts surveyed by Erner Berry expected, on average, December feedlot placements to be 3.3% higher year over year, according to the Daily Livestock Report. Those analysts expect to see December marketings up 5.3% and total cattle on feed January 1st to be up 2.1%. That's for feedlots with 1,000 head or more capacity. In the meantime, cattle feeding economics grow more positive according to the most recent historical and projected Kansas feedlot net returns from Kansas State University. According to that report, net returns projected for closeouts in December are a positive $51.13 a head for steers and a positive $40.44 a head for heifers. That's with estimated feedlot cost of gain of $89.49 a hundredweight for steers and $95.78 a hundredweight for heifers. Moreover, the report projects positive net returns for steers in 6 of the next 8 months, counting January, with a range of a negative $12.44 a head in June to a positive $122.26 a head in January. That's with feedlot cost of gain ranging from $85.75 a hundredweight in July to $94.77 in January. Kansas State also projects positive net returns for heifers in the next 8 months, ranging from a positive $3.60 in August to a positive $146.75 a head in January, with feedlot cost of gain ranging from $93.01 per hundredweight in August to $99.88 in February. Keep in mind, these estimates are cash to cash and don't account for price risk management. That's your Cattle Current Market Update for Thursday night and Friday morning, the 24th of January. You can find more at www.cattlecurrent.com. This is Wes Ishmael. Thanks for listening.